One of the poorest and most neglected neighborhoods in Dallas is caught in the middle of a fight over a billion-dollar downtown development project. For more than 40 years, the mostly black and Hispanic neighborhood of Cadillac Heights has suffered floods, lead poisoning, and noxious fumes from nearby rendering and sewage treatment plants. After 50 years of flooding, the city is now proposing to extend the levees to protect Cadillac Heights. But as NPR's Wade Goodwin reports, local environmentalists are against the plan.
To understand the sad fate of Cadillac Heights, you have to go back in time, back to the Jim Crow South of the 1940s and 50s. In Dallas, racial segregation was a city policy, and Cadillac Heights, a neighborhood of more than 350 modest homes, was one of the few places you could buy a house if you were black. What most residents didn't know when they bought homes in Cadillac Heights was that there were two lead smelters nearby. Fred Crawford remembers how he found out about the smelters after he moved in back in 1972.
I comes out in the morning and it's dust. Be done sell. I be washing my car that evening and come out the next morning and this film like dust be on it. And it don't be no rain, it don't be no dust storm come through, and this was happening quite frequently, like, you know, every night mostly.
For 40 years, the white political leadership of Dallas stood by as lead smelters, a chromium plant, a meat rendering factory, and a sewage treatment plant operated next to hundreds of homes where blacks and Hispanics were raising their children. The smell can be suffocating. When the sun goes down and the humidity begins to rise, the stink of human waste and burning cow flesh creeps through Cadillac Heights like a plague.
You can smell it real good. Sometimes you get up in the morning and walk out, your nose be burning. You know, when you take a deep breath, you can feel like you done sprayed something in your nose, up in your sinus.
There are many stories Cadillac Heights residents tell about the indignities they've suffered. Take Dorothy Thomas.
About 6 months ago, I was coming down in my car, and all of a sudden, there was guts all over the road. And it was cow guts. And it was just left there.
The mess had fallen out of the back of a rendering truck on its way through the neighborhood. Anna George tells about when she grew up in Cadillac Heights during a period when a soap factory operated upstream.
Whenever it would rain, especially in the springtime when you get lots of rain, in the backyard sometimes it would flood and it would be soap bubbles in the backyard. And mother would always have a difficult time of keeping my two brothers out of the backyard because they thought they were bubbles, but it was actually soap.
But it's the lead contamination that has longtime residents worried most. Two factories showered the neighborhood with lead for decades. The last of the plants, Dixie Metal, wasn't closed until 1990. In 94, Texas's Environmental Agency conducted widespread testing in Cadillac Heights. The agency found lead levels as high as 6,000 parts per million, more than 10 times what is acceptable. On 67 properties, topsoil had to be carted away. But the insides of the homes were left untouched. The state says the level of lead contamination in Cadillac Heights now falls within acceptable levels, but Fred Crawford is wary.
The guys who come take the test, they have on white suits, white gloves, and we got to live over here in this stuff.
But the lead smelters, rendering factories, and sewage treatment plants merely form the historical backdrop for the current controversy swirling around Cadillac Heights, which is about flooding. When the city of Dallas built levees in the 1950s to protect downtown from the Trinity River, it ended the levees where the black and Hispanic neighborhoods began. So when the river floods, water pours down on Cadillac Heights because of the levees upstream. Now, the city of Dallas is planning to build new levees, one of which will finally protect Cadillac Heights. But instead of securing the neighborhood's future, it has thrown it further into doubt.
This is an issue that has caused me as much personal conflict as I've been mayor, and I still don't know what the answer is.
Ron Kirk is the first black mayor of Dallas and is midway through his second term. 2 years ago, Kirk led the charge for a $1.2 billion project that included $125 million for new flood protection. Ron Kirk says the levees are a long overdue solution to an historic injustice.
You know, the last 50 years, the rest of Dallas has enjoyed flood protection, and families and other neighborhoods have been able to build homes and buy insurance and invest in their businesses. They haven't been able to do that because of the absence of those levees.
2 years ago, the voters of Dallas passed the billion-dollar bond package. It would transform downtown Dallas, building bridges, a lake, a highway, and newer and higher levees. But local environmental groups oppose the plan. They see it primarily as an overpriced highway project built to serve the interests of already wealthy developers. Alma Albers is the head of the Trinity River Action Coalition, and she believes building more levees is a bad idea.
If you have a big flood, it'll be like the Mississippi and Missouri, where that floodwater shot through those gaps in the levees. It knocked down the levees.
The coalition attacks the Trinity River plan on several fronts. It says the engineering is flawed and accuses the Army Corps of Engineers, which designed the project, of negligence. A lawsuit has been filed in federal court to stop the project. The coalition believes there should be a buyout in Cadillac Heights, that the residents should move. Albers says the issue is bigger than just one neighborhood.
It would continue to flood, but, you know, the flooding is not the only issue. It's better protection for the people if they move out.
The Environmental Coalition has attempted to organize Cadillac Heights against the levees, but has had difficulty getting widespread support. Many of the residents who've suffered the longest would like to be bought out, but because of the environmental contamination, the market value of their homes is low. They would need substantial financial help to relocate. And there are plenty of people who want to stay. Over the last 10 years, there's been a steady stream of Hispanic families into Cadillac Heights. Many moved in after the lead smelters were shut down. These families haven't had the experience of lead dust falling on them for 40 years, and that's affected their view of the neighborhood. Shirley Garcia is a leader of those who want Cadillac Heights to live on.
If you went along, you know, Cadillac Heights, you've seen most of the Hispanics have fixed up their homes, you know, especially, you know, the ones coming in from Mexico, they really fix up their home, brick homes and whatever. So they mostly want to stay, so...
Garcia has told her followers that she believes the neighborhood's lead levels are now safe, and she points to the state testing to back up her contention. She says that if some of her neighbors want to be bought out, she supports that. But Garcia wants the levees built.
Like, it's a small house, but to me, it's my little mansion there. I've got a lot of memories. You know, my kids born there. They've gone to school, graduated, and my husband remodeled our house, and so I plan to stay as long as I can.
Cadillac Heights residents say the best solution is for the city to both build the levee and buy out those who want to leave. But Dallas Mayor Ron Kirk and the Army Corps of Engineers say they don't know where the money for a buyout would come from. If the residents have any hope of realizing their political ambition, it rests with their city councilman, John Loza. Loza is a relative newcomer to the city council, but he says he will try to get Cadillac Heights, both its levee and the money to buy out those who say they've had enough.
My commitment to Cadillac Heights from the very beginning has been that I was not going to let the city of Dallas force them to do anything that they did not want to do, whether it was to stay or to go.
Since its inception as a working-class Black and Hispanic neighborhood, Cadillac Heights' self-interest has been crushed by the wealthier and wider political powers in Dallas. And while he may be Dallas's first Black mayor, when Ron Kirk contemplates the future for Cadillac Heights, his words reflect traditional Dallas priorities.
I would love to just tell you absolutely the city of Dallas is going to step in and make everything okay. But, you know, we're looking at a city budget right now in which the people of Dallas have told us pretty emphatically, first thing we want you to do is go take care of your police and your fire department and fix potholes.
The Trinity River Plan faces two challenges by environmentalists in federal court. If the project survives, Cadillac Heights will still have 6 more years of potential flooding before its levee gets built. Wade Goodwin, NPR News, Dallas.